A replica Checkmate RVR BH-5 airplane will next week take to the skies as part of a reenactment of a 1923 air race between Prague and Brussels. The original race, 85 years ago, was won by a Czech, Zdeněk Lhota, flying in exactly the same model, and this event will commemorate what was a proud moment for Czech aviation history. Jamie Brindley has the story.
Milan Vacek will be one of two pilots to fly the AVIA BH-5 aeroplane from Prague to Brussels in the next couple of weeks. He is a member of the Czechoslovak Historic Flight, a Prague-based association concerned with vintage planes and the history of Czechoslovak aviation.
The Czech Historic Flight is a company that was established to recreate historic airplanes and their replicas. So from the very beginning, we thought it's a good idea when we have a new airplane to show it to the world and to show it to the public. Last year, when we finished the construction of this airplane, we decided to do some kind of event. So that's why we're going to fly to Brussels this year.
Preparations for this event have been ongoing for some time. Many man-hours were needed to follow the original design in such painstaking detail. Now, however, with the day of the flight drawing nearer, Milan Vacek told me not just what has gone into getting the scheme this far, but also what final preparations are now needed.
The construction of the airplane was 17,000 hours, so it was almost 4 years, and we finished last year, as I told you, and then we almost immediately started to prepare this flight. It's not that difficult, because what we need is just weather, to have the airplane ready, and a group of people who are willing to support that.
The prize for winning the air race in 1923 was awarded by the King of Belgium to Lhota, and the victory marks an important milestone in the history of Czechoslovak aviation, as Milan Vacek explains.
It was very important at that time, because that flight from Prague to Brussels and then the prize he won in 1923 was a first situation when a Czech airplane won an international air race. So it was very important for Lhota himself and also for the Czech Republic and the company EVIA, which was founded in 1919.
Despite the plane being an exact replica, the journey will, partly for safety reasons, not be identical to the one flown 85 years ago. As well as being accompanied by other, more modern light aircraft, this AVIA BH-5 will also take a slightly different course for its 21st century version of the flight.
Traffic density over Europe is now quite different from density in 1920, so we had to modify the route a bit. So we will have 6 stops instead of 2, and we will be avoiding big airports in Germany especially.
The team behind the flight hope for a 26th of July takeoff, weather permitting, of course.
Jamie Brindley with that report, and we'll of course let you know if the Czechs succeed in carrying out their plan. A reminder that you are with Radio Prague coming your way from Central.